Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Silchas Klei HaMikdash, in the laws of the holy vessel and those who do the service in it, in the Sefer Avodah, which we continue the theme of the previous paragraph discussing the Levim, and then more chosen from that are the Kehanim. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, regarding the separation, the elevated status of the Kehanim from the B'nai Levi. HaKoyanim, the Kohanim, the priests, Huvdulu Mechlal Levim, they were separated from the general category of the Levim, from Shevet Levi, Lavoy the Sakarbonis to do the service of the sacrifice, like says the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Ve'ibadil Aharon, Aharon was separated L'Hakadishai to sanctify him, Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiest of the holiest. Now, Mitzvah Sazehi, and there's a Pasuk commandment, L'Havdul HaKohanim, to separate the Kohanim, U'L'Kadshim, and to sanctify them, L'Chinim L'Karbon, to prepare them, for the carbon, the like it says the pasuk in the Yikra, the Kiddushda, you should sanctify him, ki es lechem alekecha humakar, because it's the God, it's the bread of God that he sacrifices. Now Halacha Beis tells us that, so therefore there's obligations of honoring, a special covet for the Kohanim. B'tzarach kol adam Yisrael, and therefore every single Jew has an obligation, linig bem covet harbi, to treat the Kohanim with a lot of respect. And to give them preference for any holy thing, to get the first aliyah, to open up the reading of the Torah, to make a bracha first, by Berachas HaMaitzir, Berachas HaMazon, and to take the first good portion that's being given out. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues that we divide the Kohanim in different mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu cholak Kohanim, Moshe Rabbeinu divided the Kohanim, mishmaim mishmaris, to eight groups. Arba me'Elazar, because none of the Beviyah passed away, there was four sons of Aaron, and the remaining two sons, Elazar and Isamar, Arba me'Elazar, four groups from Elazar, Arba me'Isamar, four from Isamar. And v'chein ho'yar Shmuel HaNavi, that was the process until Shmuel HaNavi came along. V'mei Shmuel, chalakim hu, then in the day of Shmuel, he divided, and v'davar melech, and davar melech, was l'arba v'esem mishma, they divided them into 24 groups, meaning Shmuel actually divided them into 16, and then davar then went and divided them more into 24. So there's 24 groups of Kohanim, and every single group has one Kohen that was in charge. And they went up to Yerushalayim to do the service. Mishmer l'chol Shabbos. Every Mishmer had 1 week. And every Shabbos they would change Mishmer Yotzei, that group would leave. And the group that was after them, Nichnas, they would go in Achigim until they finish. And then the cycle would continue, all the groups, every 24th week. After that 24 weeks, he's coming back for his week again. Halacha Dalet, the mitzvah saseh, and there's a positive commandment, li is called mishmar shav mirgon, that all the groups, they're all equal to do the avodah, to have a portion, mirgon, in the yom tevim. And b'chol shiyavim in the kan b'regel, so therefore any kohen that comes in the yom tevim, b'rotz alav, and he wants to do the avodah, oivid, he does the avodah, b'chol kemam, and he gets the equal shears of the karbanis. And that is in Emily. We don't tell him lech. You go at shigimish moch until it reaches your week. No, Kishnem, it says the pasuk in Devarim, chiyave halevi, which refers to the kohen who is from Shevet Levi, me'achad sharecha, from one of your gates. And the pasuk there concludes and says, and he's going to come whenever his heart desires, and he's going to do the avodah. But from the fact that it says me'achad sharecha, we actually learn that when everyone comes in to this one shahr, as the Rambam is going to explain later on in Halacha Vav, which we're talking about the Yom Tovim, everyone does Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim, that then, yeah, every kohen could do that avodah then. Now, Halacha Hey, the Rambam qualifies it, but when do we say this, that every kohen is equal when it's on the Yom Tovim, is b'karbonis or regalim. Specifically, the karbonis that are brought on Yom Tovim, and so too what's included is b'chilik lechem upon him, the division of the lechem upon him, if Shabbos falls out on the Yom Tov. So although it's actually not from the obligations of the Yom Tov, but we learned that out from the extra pasuk chelik chelik chelu, which tells us that regarding specifically achila, that is for all the mishmaris, which is that's by lechem upon them, which has no avodah to it, only because the avodah was done in previous Shabbos when it's put on. All it has is eating. Ubechilik shteha lechem shalatzeres, and also the division of the two breads that are in Shavuos. Again, that's also a yom tiv. It's specifically a yom tiv need that's equal for all the different mishmaris. Of Nadarm and Nadavis, but let's say someone donated or he's vowed to bring a carbon or Tamidim or the daily sacrifices, so that ain't my kriva naisam, ela mishmer shes malikavur. So that is only sacrificed by the mishmer that they have their set time that the week of Yom Tov falls out in. And even on the Yom Tov, Shem like it says in the pasuk, chelik chelik chelu, a portion as the portion they will eat, which that we said comes to include that which is specific to eating, which is the lechem upon, although that's not really a yomtiv thing. Levad mimkarba l'avis, besides what was sold by their fathers, kulam, in other words, a portion like the portion they're going to eat, that's b'karbanas ha-tzibur. That's by the carbon of the tzibur. In other words, whatever we said before, that it says that if a kohen's going to come and he's going to do the avodah whenever he wants to, and we said that that's ba'achat sherecha, as the Rambam's going to explain the next halacha, is on the tovim, that they're equal, and so to the lechem upon them that's learned from chelke chelu, that's only by the karbanas ha-tzibur. In other words, that which is that it remains for the tzibur and that wasn't divided by their fathers years before, which are again obligations for the yomtiv, but things that were already divided by their fathers, in other words, that have nothing to do with yomtiv, but that would goes by weeks. Oh, but ve'ein chelik chelik b'shar dvam, whatever is not a portion like this portion like by other things, meaning shekvar cholkam oisam abbas, that their fathers already had divided amongst themselves as groups. And they've established each one has their own week. Those things, like we said, for the carbon tamid, that has nothing to do with Yom Tov. Those things, even though it's coming out in Yom Tov, will be only for the mishmah of the week. Only Yom Tovim types of things, that's going to be chel kechel kechel, that's going to be for all mishmahs equally. Halacha vav. Nechin avoidis lechem hapanim. So to the service, the work that's done with the lechem hapanim, in contrast to the eating of the lechem hapanim that we mentioned before, but mishmash is mani kibbutz, that's specifically for the mishmah that it's their week, because again, that's not a yom tov need. The lechem upon them is done every single Shabbos. Now, aval avoydeh shteh halechem, but the service, the work that's done regarding the shteh halechem, which are the specific breads for Shavuos, well, that's b'chol mishmaros. Again, that's done by all the mishmaros, again, because that's a chay b'saregel, which again, all mishmaros are equal. Now, amenayim she'enim edab el bergal. So the Rambam clarifies what we had mentioned already. So how do we know that this is talking specifically on the Yom Tovim that they're all equal? Because Shemem says in the pasuk, "Me'achat sherecha mekol Yisrael," from one of your gates, from all the Jewish people. What does that teach? B'shosh kol Yisrael b'ayin b'shar echad. When kol Yisrael, when all the Jewish people come, although it says me'achat sherecha, like as if they're coming in one gate, which is in Yerushalayim, because all the Jewish people have a chiyuv of pilgrimages, and that's when we're saying they're equal. Now, menayin shenim medabel v'kam. How do we know what we're talking about by the kahanim? That they get to share, because Shemem says in the pasuk, "Chelik yechel yechelu," a portion like the portion they're going to eat. Ve'ein shamat nois b'mikdash li'ochel, and there are no gifts in the base of mikdash to be eaten. Elikhan b'lavad, only by the kanim, and that's what we're saying, that they get the ability to go ahead and do the avoda and to share equally on the chiyuv haregel. Halacha zayin v'chein, also another halacha learned from the same pasuk, is kohen she'ele carbon, although it's unrelated to what we're discussing regarding yom tovim, but it's from the same source and a similar idea. A kohen she'ele carbon, a kohen that has his own carbon, not on yom tov. He's a bala mikdash. He can come to the base of mikdash makrivei b'chol yom she'irtz, and he can sacrifice any day that he wants to. Although we said that there's mishmaris, every mishmar has their week from the 24 mishmaris, but that's in general for another Yisrael's carbon. But a kohen has his own carbon. He can bring it any day he wants to. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Uvo b'chol abas nav she'bisheris." He could come with his heart's desire, and he could do the avoda. V'filchatosev hashamehu makriv, and he could even bring his guilt offering, his sin offering. U'machapal de'atzma, and he could do the atonement through himself. And the hide of his carbon, which is by even a totally burnt sacrifice, or that of the chatzis nashim shalai, that belongs to him. Now, let's say he wants to give his carbon to any other kohen that he wants to. Nice, and he could give it, not specifically for himself, and not specifically for that mishmer. The or har carbon vavadasa, but then in that case, the skin of the carbon and the service of it is specifically for the kohen that he gave it to. He gets that portion. Now, Halacha Ches tells us what happens in certain situations if he could choose whoever he wants to. And that is, Hoya Kohen Bal HaKarbon Bal Mum. Let's say the Kohen, who's the owner of the carbon, who he said generally he could do it himself, he could have whoever he wants to do it, because since he could, he can make a Shliach. But what happens if he Bal Mum? He's blemished. Which a Kohen that has a Bal Mum, cannot do the Avod himself. So then, Nisen Karbon La'anche Mishmer V'Oishalem. Then he gives the carbon to the men of that Mishmer, and the hide is theirs, because again, he has no rights, like a regular Yisrael. So they get to do it. Now, let's say he was elderly or was ill. That he could do that voida, but with great difficulty because he's elderly, he's old, which is significant because since he could do that voida, so it's considered a voida, and therefore he could make a shliach, which is, like the Rambam says, so he could give it to whichever kohen he wants to. But regarding the eating, since it's aldei atchak, again, he's old or he's ill, so that would be considered as a chiligas, so it wouldn't be considered that he could eat it. So therefore, the hide and the service goes to the men of that mishmah. Now, the men, he can't do the boy at all, then again, he's like that of the balmum, then the carbon is totally for the men, for the kohen of that mishmah. halacha tes. Let's say you tummy be karbanis tzibur. Let's say there was a tumma by the karbanis of the tzibur, meaning b'chol kahan tumeim, all the kahan were tummy. So then neisnei lebali mumet tahayim shabu isim mishmasu. You give it to the blemish kahan who cannot do the avoda, but they're tahar, so they can eat in the state of tahara, and bali mumin are allowed to eat the kachem, they're just not allowed to do the avoda, so you give it to them. But the skin and the service is done by the men of that mishmar that are tamei, because tamei is permitted by a korban tzibur. Halacha yud. Continuing on this theme, haya korban shel kohen gadol v'haya oinen. Let's say korban was of the high priest, and he was the oinen who lost a relative that day. Now, the halacha is that a kohen gadol, in contrast to other kohanim, could do the avoda as an oinen, but he can't eat. So nisn l'chol kohen shiyutz, it gives to whichever kohen he wants to, because again, he could do the avoda, so therefore he has a right to do a shliach. But the high end of the service goes to the men of that mishmer. Why? Since the kohen gadol himself is fit to do the avoda, but not to eat it. But like we can explain later on, perek beis mechad beis mikdash halach above. So he's also shliach like a bonus. He can make a shliach for his carbon again to do the avoda, but not for the eating, and therefore that's going to go to the kohen of that mishmer. Halach yirav that. Continuing on this mishmer, it's called Rosh Mishmer Mishmer. The head of every single group, which every group had a week, Mechalik Mishmer Labati Avis. So then that group, he divides the one in charge to clans, to families. Actually, called base of, until every single family, Ba'anashim and its men, they did the avodah one day of that week. Va'achar, the next family, Be'yim Shalachrab. The next day after that, Va'achar, Be'yim Shalachrab, and the next one after that. And every single family of that day had that which is in charge of that family for that day. Now, Lachid Beis, continuing regarding the Kahanim being separated, then Umemana Kohen Gadol, then they would appoint a high priest. Who Rish Lachol Kahanim, he was in charge of all the Kahanim. He was on top of all them. They anoint him with anointing oil. They clothe him with the garments of the Kohen Gadol, which are 8 in contrast to the regular Kohen's 4. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Yikra v'Kohen Hagadol me'echav," the priest that's greater, that's where he gets the term Hagadol from his brothers. Asher Yitzchak b'Gemi, that's going to be poured on his head the anointing oil, which is the Shemen Mishcha. Now, the main Shem Shemen Mishcha, but let's say there is no anointing oil like in the time of the second base of Mikdash. Then they make him great to be the Kohen Gadol, just with wearing the Kohanic Gedolim garments. Shlomo says in the Pasuk over there, Asher Yutzak al Reishai Shemen HaMishcha, that you're going to pour on his head the anointing oil. Umili es yodai, lil b'shas b'gadim. You can inaugurate him to wear the garments. Which teaches us, in comparison, Kishem Shem Mishrabi b'shem HaMishcha, just like it becomes great by the anointing oil, Kach Mishrabi b'gadim, so it becomes great by the big day Kohen Gadol. Now, look at Gimel Kitzim Rabbi Noisav b'gadim. How do you make him the Kohen Gadol by the extra garments? So Levish Shmoyin B'Gadol Mepayshin, he puts on the 8 garments which are unique to the Kohen Gadol, and he takes them off. V'Chayzav Lavshon Macha, then he goes and puts them back on tomorrow, and he does the Shivas Yom Yemachayim 7 days day after day. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Shivas Yom Yilboshem Akoyin Tachem B'Bonim, for 7 days, the Kohen that's going to be in place of Aaron from his sons will wear them, and again that will make him the Kohen Gadol. V'Kshem Shiribu B'Gadol Mepayshin, just like the wearing of the garments is for 7 days, Kach Mashiach B'Shem and Shivas Yemachayim, so too the anointing of the Shemna Mishcha is also 7 days. Day after day, as we said, the pasuk appears at 2 of them. Now, v'mavod koydim sheisrabe begodim kol shiv. If he did the avodah before he became great, meaning become the kohen gadol by wearing the garments all 7 days, koydim sheimashach kol shiv, but before he was anointed with the anointing over 7 days, avodasik shera. At the end of the fact, his avodah will be valid. Ha'liv in the srabe nimshach pamachas, because since he was increased by the big day kohen gadol or anointed at least one time, nasa kohen gadol chadaver, he became the high priest for all halachic purposes. Now, halachi adalid. In regards to the Kohen Gadol that we described, there is no difference between if he became a Kohen Gadol by being anointed with anointing oil, to the one, like in the second base of Middash, that just became a Gadol by wearing the big day Kohen Gadol. The only difference is, only the bull that's brought by the anointed Kohen, which is a term for the Kohen Gadol that got it through the Shemana Mishcha, im shogag ve'echad min ha-mitzis, if he erroneously committed and violated one of the mitzvahs, shechayv alein chatos, that one is liable chatos if you were regularly Yisrael, where Shnemit says in the Pasuk Yikra, im ha-kohen ha-mashiach yachad ha-begamit, there's a special carbon that's brought uniquely with the Kohen Gadol, but it used the terminology that's anointed. If he does the avera, then he brings a par. That's the difference, that the one that's merub begamit is not going to bring that par, and he's going to bring like a regular Yisrael. But for all other halachic purposes, they're both the same. Now, look at Tzvav, regarding to appointing the Kohen Gadol. Ema midim Kohen Gadol, you don't appoint the Kohen Gadol, ele bezden shal echad b'shivim, only the great court of 71 judges. Ve'im moshchon esel b'yem, you only anoint them during the daytime, like it says in the Pasuk over there, b'yem yimashach eisai, on the day that says b'yoyim on the day that you anoint him. And v'chem neshabe begodim levad, so too, if let's say becomes kohen gadol only by the ribi begodim, im rabbe noise el b'yoyim, you only make him increased by the daytime, because again, the anointing was compared to the ribi begodim in the pasuk. And im eman v'shnei kohen gadol ke'achas, you don't appoint two kohen gadols at the same time. Now, Lacha Tazayin continues regarding those that are under the Kohen Gadol. Memanin Kohen Echad, you appoint one Kohen, Yila Kohen Gadol should be for the high priest, Kamoi HaMishnah LeMelech, like what a viceroy is a second in command to the king. V'hu HaNikra, and this is what's called to the Kohen Gadol, a second, where V'hu HaNikra, Memuna, he's called the appointed one. V'yayimit Levin, Yamin Kohen Gadol, Tamil, he should always be on the right side, the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. V'zek Kavadolai, and that's the honor shown to the Kohen Gadol. And all the kohanim are beneath the hand of the skan kohen gadol. You also appoint, which is a Greek word for like a general or for a general term of a minister, that liyis lesegin kamah hasegin kohen gadol. They are to the segin what the skan is to the kohen gadol, which is a general one in charge. Now there's not less than two katikaylin. Umiman amar kolin. You also appoint amar kolin, which is from the word amar kaila, where they're appointed over everyone, and you don't respond to what they say. Their word is final. Amar kol, he says everything. On them, in pachas mishib, we don't have less than seven amar kolin. Umaftaches azar biyadim. The keys of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash are in their hands. Rotzo ech leftoich. Let's say one of the amar kolin wants to open up. In the yochli kinat actually skansu kol amar kolin yiftach, until all the amar kolin, all seven of them come and they gather and they open it, then they could open it. And you appoint treasurers that are beneath the jurisdiction of the Merkalim. You don't do less than three treasurers. The treasurer is the one that collect all the hektish items. They redeem that which should be redeemed. And they use those proceeds for things that are fit for them to spend on. Now, in regards to preference and precedence and who is greater in this whole hierarchy. So, Kohen HaGadol HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol that was anointed, is Kohen L'Merim B'Gadim. He comes first before the one that became a Kohen Gadol by having the increase of the Kohen Gadol garments. U'Merim B'Gadim Ho'im L'Sharis. Now, if there's a Kohen Gadol, only through the wearing the Kohen garments throughout the Shem and the Mishcha, but he's ready to do the Avodah. He's Kohen L'Mashuach Sha'ava Machmas Kari. He comes before a Kohen Gadol who, even though he was anointed with anointing oil, but he's not able to do the Avodah right now because he had a seminal discharge, which temporarily disqualifies him from the Avodah. Now the Kohen Gadol that was taken was not able to do the Avodah because of Tumas Keri. He's Kohen Lo'ivir Machmas. He comes before a Kohen who is taken away from doing the Avodah because of a blemish. Because Keri, he just has to become tar that night, whereas a blemish is not fit to do the Avodah at all. Lo'ivir Machmas Mum, and the one that was taken away from being the Kohen Gadol because of a blemish, he's Kohen Lo'ivir Machmas Mum. He comes before the Kohen that's anointed to fight the wars for the Jewish people, because that Kohen is really like a regular Kohen. But the Meshuach Mechama is before the Skan Kohen Gadol, because since he's anointed for war, the public depends on him, and he fights the wars for them, therefore it's a mitzvah to provide for him before the Skan Kohen Gadol. Now, the second Kohen like Katikoyl, the Skan who's right beneath the Kohen Gadol, he comes before the Katikoyl who's beneath him. The Katikoyl Kohen Lamarkol, the Katikoyl is before the Amarkol who's beneath them. The Amarkol Kohen Lagizba, the Amarkol is before the Gizba who's beneath them. The Gizba Kohen Larish Mishma, the Gizba, the treasurer, he comes before the one in charge of the Mishmer, which is the Kohanim of that week. Varish Mishmer couldn't reach Beis Av, and the one that's in charge of the Mishmer, which is from the whole week, comes before the one that's in charge of that family, which is just of that day. Varish Beis Av couldn't Kohen Hedim Mishar Kohanim, and the one that's in charge of that family of that day comes before a regular Kohen from all the other Kohanim. Nimzer comes out, Kohanim Tamid, Shemayna Malazul Malazul. You always have in the hierarchy of the Kohanim eight levels, one higher than the other. Now, Halacha Chav tells us about, we have all these positions of that which is in charge. What happens when he moves on? Who takes over? When the king or the high priest dies, or one of the other appointees that we spoke about, we put in place of him his son, whoever's fit to inherit him. So whoever's earlier in the line of inheritance, which let's say there's no son, it's someone else. Kohen Masoras Hameis, he's the earlier one to go ahead and take over the leadership of the one that passed away. Now, but this is only if he fills his place with wisdom, with the same level, or with at least fear of Hashem, although he's not the same in wisdom. Because it says by the king in Devarim, Who uvana b'kerav Yisrael, him and his sons amongst the midst of the Jewish people, malam et shahamalchus Yerusha teaches that the sovereignty, the kingship is inheritance. V'hoyadin l'chol sroshe b'kerav Yisrael, so to any leadership position in the Jewish people, shazeichela, whoever merits it, zeichela asmo lezari, merits it for himself and for his descendants. Now, locha chafalav, however, Meshuch Mohammed, the one who was anointed for the war, that kain im b'nei mesman etachav l'olim, his son does not ever get the appointment of in place of his father, because it's not really a leadership, rather it's an appointment actually of sanctity. Elarei kushar kanim, rather, he's like all the other kanim. Now, im nimshach l'mochama, nimshach, if he gets anointed to be the one for the war, he gets anointed. If l'olim nimshach doesn't get anointed, l'olim nimshach is not anointed. Now, kushakayim meshuch mocham meshamish b'mikdash. Now, when the kain that was anointed to be in charge for the war, when he does the avodah in the mikdash, meshamish b'abok kelim kushakayim, he does the avodah with four garments like a regular kain, although we call him like the meshuach, as if like he's a kain gadol. When he does the avodah, he's like a regular kain. Now, malim is sroder l'sroder gedolim. You could upgrade from one leadership position to a leadership position greater than that. But the imaridin I say l'sroder shilamat mit, but you don't downgrade him to a leadership position that's lower than that. Because we only upgrade in areas of sanctity and we don't downgrade. And we never demote someone from a leadership position amongst the Jewish people. Only if he's soured, only if he's totally at a loss for being able to lead in that position. And even the high priest who committed a sin that he's liable lashes for. So Malkan Isab Bevezin Shal Shleisha, so you give him lashes in the court of three judges, Kishar Mechiv Malkas, like all those who are obligated in lashes. But then again, he goes back to his leadership position of being the Kohen Gadol.